بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is the 29th session from Medina Book 1. And the lesson that we'll be taking today, inshallah, is lesson number 17. Lesson number 17. Normally before the class, we will review some points from the previous lesson and take any questions that you may have had during the exercises from the previous lesson. The previous lesson, 16, is related to today's lesson, 17. It's really a continuation. So, since there's nothing really new coming in this lesson, I'm just going to review quickly the main points from the previous lesson, 16. And then, if there's any questions, we'll take them, and then we'll go on to the new lesson. Okay, so, as far as lesson number 16, if you look at the key, the English key, in the back of the book to lesson number 16, there are actually two grammatical points that are discussed, and we only want to just look at the first one, which is the most important matter in this lesson, and it's the matter that we will continue with in the new lesson number 17. Alright, so if you have any questions about what we did in the last class, please focus so that you can bring us your questions, inshallah. Okay, it says in the key for lesson 16, last week's lesson. We just want to review it quickly. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number one, in Arabic, nouns are classified as rational and irrational. Yani, they're classified into two categories, rational and irrational. They are also called intelligent and non-intelligent. Okay? These are just two different ways that they classify them, meaning the expressions that they use in English. Okay? In Arabic, there's one expression. Okay? In Arabic, it's aqil and ghayru aqil. Okay, the aqil, they're saying it is rational or intelligent. Nouns that come under the category of rational or intelligent beings. Ghayrul aqil, in English, they have translated as irrational or non-intelligent. Okay, so these are two categories. Okay, this is what we talked about. The main thing that we talked about in last week's lesson. Aqil and غير عاقل. عاقل, they said, means rational or intelligent. And غير عاقل, they said, is irrational. Or non-intelligent. Okay, so these are two categories of nouns in the Arabic language. They either aqil, they come under this category, or ghayru aqil. Rational nouns, yani aqil, rational intelligent nouns, are those that refer to human beings. When we say nouns that come under the category of aqil, we mean human beings. Angels and devils and such beings are also included in this class. Humans, angels, devils come under the category of aqil, which means rational or intelligent beings. Irrational nouns refer to things. Yani, غير عاقل refers to things, animals, and concepts. Things, like inanimate things. Animals, inanimate things, and concepts. Concepts. It's important for us to understand the difference between these two categories. Because, as we will see from what we covered in the last four or five lessons dealing with different matters related to plurals, the way the Arabic language works with plurals in terms of adjectives that describe them, pronouns that refer back to them, and so on, is different when it comes to things that are غير عاقل. So everything that we learned about plurals before is still applicable to nouns that come under rational, intelligent beings, humans, angels, or jinns. But when it comes to غير عاقل, the things that we said before about plurals are not applicable here. They are not applicable here. And that's why this concept is a new concept that we haven't seen before, and it's very, very important that we understand it and how it works. In the singular, there's no difference between these two groups. When we have nouns in their singular form, whether they're aql or غير aql, there's no difference. It works. They work the same way. They are used in the same way. However, in the plural, there's a very important difference. Plural of rational nouns are treated as plurals. We have to acknowledge that these are plural nouns, and therefore, if we have an adjective that refers to it, we have to use a plural adjective. If we have a pronoun that refers back to it, you have to use a plural pronoun, and so on, for things that come under the first category of aqil. As far as things that come under the second category of غير aqil, this is very different. Plurals of rational nouns are treated as plural. So plural words like they, whom, the pronoun whom, for example, or these or those, the ism ishara, ha'ulai or ula'ika, these are plural ism ishara. You don't say hadha or hadhihi because it's plural. So you have to use a plural ism ishara. Walaykum salam. You have to use a plural pronoun. You can't say huwa hiya. You have to say hum and hunna for aqil. But when it comes to ghayru aqil, the plural of irrational nouns, ghayru aqil, non-intelligent, are treated as feminine singular. They are treated as feminine singular. Okay, we talked about this last week. That's what the lesson was about last week. And the lesson today is going to be a continuation of this same subject matter here. So before we go into the new lesson, it's very important that we understand this. Okay, this is what it says in the note, in the English key to lesson 16, last week's lesson. This is what it says, what I just read to you. In summary, what we are saying is that when you have a noun, for example, the noun is waladun, waladun. If you want to describe what kind of walad it is, walad means what?
A boy,
a child. Okay? This comes under aqil or ghayr aqil?
Aqil.
Okay, so under aqil, everything is going to be the way it was before. And I'm going to show you what we said before. We said, if you want to describe an aqil noun, walad, then we're going to describe it, if it's singular, with a singular adjective. If it's plural, with a plural adjective. So if we want to say walad, a small boy, we say what? Waladun saghirun. Okay? What if you wanted to say, for example, bint, a small girl, you would say what? Bintun saghiratun. You have to make it feminine, right? Singular masculine, singular feminine. But if it's plural, if you said awlad, if you said small children, plural, then you'll say awladun, awladun small, plural of saghir. Huh? La. Not saghir. Huh? Sigar. Sigar. You have to use plural. Okay? If you had a pronoun and you wanted to say about those small children, they went out, you would say what? Hum kharaju. You have to use a pronoun. That's plural. Okay? If you wanted to use the ism ishara, hadha waladun, if you wanted to say awlad, you won't say hadha awladun, you say haulai. Plural ism ishara. This is what we mean by under rational or intelligent aql nouns, we have a system for singular and we have to use plural words to describe them, to refer to them as pronouns, to ism ishara, demonstrative pronouns. Everything has to be in plural when they are plural nouns, when you change those to plurals. As far as غير عاقل, it's not so. As far as غير عاقل, in the singular, naam. If it's singular masculine, you're going to refer to it by a singular masculine adjective. If it's singular feminine, you're going to refer to it by a singular feminine adjective. But if it's plural, not so. In the singular, they both work the same way. Okay, you have a غير عاقل noun, like سيارة. If you describe it, you say سيارة, a small car, سيارة صغيرة. صغيرة. Okay? But what if you said سيارات? سيارات, plural. Huh? Do we say سيارات صغار? Plural? No. We use feminine singular. Singular, feminine. Feminine, singular. Naam. The point is, what we said last week is that in the singular, you use singular nouns for them, like you do with akil nouns. But in the plural, we're not going to use plural adjectives. We're not going to use plural pronouns. We're not going to use plural ism ishara. We're not going to use plural verbs. Rather, everything is going to be feminine singular. Feminine singular. So it is as though when you have this noun, in the singular, you're going to use normal adjectives, pronouns, and everything, verbs to refer to it. But when it goes to the plural, it's as though we're going to act like this word is a feminine singular noun. And we're going to use a pronoun to refer to it that's feminine singular, here. We're going to use the ism ishara that refers to it that's feminine singular, like hadihi or tilka. We're going to use a verb that's feminine singular, like kharajat, dakhalat, jalasat. We're going to use verbs, noun, adjectives, pronouns, everything in the feminine singular form. Again, as I said last week, this is a concept that's strange in terms of any other languages. We don't have this concept. So a person has to get used to the idea of what? Even though this word is plural, I have to be sure, is it under akil or ghayr akil? If it's under akil, I'm going to do like I normally do with plurals. I'm going to make everything plural. But if it's under ghayr akil, I'm not going to use a plural adjective to describe it. I'm not going to use a plural pronoun to refer back to it. I'm not going to use a plural verb form. But rather, I'm going to use a feminine singular adjective. Feminine singular pronoun. Feminine singular demonstrative pronoun, feminine singular verb, everything is going to be feminine singular. This is the concept that we had last week. And inshallah, if you did the homework, then it should have stuck in your mind by now. Okay? And if you didn't do the homework, then you can ask a question, if you have a question, and then we're going to go on to lesson 17, which is dealing with this very same matter, and hopefully inshallah today it will stick. Naam. You say Sayyaratun Sagiratun. Sayyarat, plural. Sagiratun also. Okay. You're still going to use feminine singular. Okay. But even if the thing that you're talking about, for example, is masculine, plural, you're still going to use feminine singular to refer to it. Okay. The thing that's in the plural form, no matter if it's a masculine plural or a feminine plural, if it's غير عاقل, we're going to use feminine singular, everything to refer to it. Good? طيب. Any question? Any question? Okay, I'll give you an example. They give us a couple of examples here. Try to follow us if you have the book in front of you. Try to follow us with the book. We're on the same page 46, lesson 16, English key. For example, okay, this is a noun. The noun that we want to use for an example here is a noun that comes under the first category of aqil. Comes under the category of aqil. Rational or intelligent noun. The noun that we want to use is the noun talibun. Talibun, a student, right? So suppose we want to say, this is a new student. We're going to say, hadha talibun jadidun. Hadha طالبٌ جديدٌ. هذا طالبٌ جديدٌ. If we wanted to use the plural of طالب, which is طلاب, right? طلاب. Tulab is the plural of talib, right? Since this is plural, tulab, we have to use a plural word here. Ism ishara. So instead of hadha, we're going to say what? Ha'ulai. Ha'ulai. Tulab. And the adjective describing it, instead of jadid, is going to be what? Judud. Judud. Jududun. Okay? So here, since the word is an aqil word, the ism ishara is going to be singular if it's in the singular form. But in the plural form, the ism ishara has to be plural. The adjective describing it in the singular is going to be a singular adjective. But in the plural form, it has to be a plural adjective. That's with things that come under the first category of aqil. But let's see if we have another word. Like, for example,
that's masculine,
yeah. But we want to now look at the غير عاقل, okay? So we have the word كتاب, for example. كتاب, and its plural is what? كتب. كتب. Alright? So, the اسم إشارة for كتاب, singular masculine, is what?
هذا.
هذا. And the adjective to describe it, if we want to say it's a new book, is what? جديد. جديد. Singular. Right? But when we go to the plural, because it's under غير عاقل column, غير عاقل, when we have an ism ishara to refer to it in the plural, it's not going to be هؤلاء. Rather, it's going to be feminine singular. Which is what? هذه. Feminine singular. And likewise, an adjective to describe it is not going to be a plural adjective like this, جدد. Rather, it's going to be feminine singular. What's this going to be? جديدة. جديدةٌ. Okay? So this is the difference between the عاقل and غير عاقل. In the singular, they take singular اسم إشارة, singular adjective, singular pronoun. If you were to refer to it, you would say هو. And here you would say هم. Right? هم. هذا طالب جديد. هو. Whatever. هؤلاء طلاب جدد هم كذا, whatever, right? But for here, for the غير عاقل, if we were to use the اسم إشارة to refer to it in the singular, we would say هو. هذا كتاب جديد. هو, it is red, or whatever, right? In the plural, we're going to use feminine singular اسم إشارة, feminine singular adjective, and also we're going to use feminine singular pronoun. هذه كتب جديدة. These are new books. Here, they are expensive or whatever. Okay, we're not going to say هم. We're not going to use a plural pronoun. Rather, we're going to use a feminine singular pronoun. This is the concept that we had last week. Okay? غير عاقل nouns. They work like other nouns in the singular, but in the plural, we refer everything back to them in the feminine singular format. Feminine singular. We act as though it's feminine and it's singular. And the same thing go for the verbs. The same thing. If we were to use a verb for هؤلاء طلاب جدد, هم, a verb, they went out, we would say هم خرجوا, plural. But if we were talking about books, هذه كتب جديدة, here, if we wanted to use a verb for them, then we would use the feminine singular verb. طيب. This is what we had last week, and this is just a quick summary of what we talked about last week, and there were exercises last week that we did in the class. And you were supposed to write them out for homework, and I hope that you did. And the last thing in this lesson 16, actually, that I did it, I asked you to do for homework to refer back to, the last thing was the charts. There are four charts on the last page of the lesson, on page 95 of the Arabic text of the lesson. And if you looked at those charts, then you would have noticed that the ism ishara, hadha, hadhihi, dhalika, tilka, in the singular, the ism ishara that's used for aqil and ghair aqil nouns is in accordance with the rules of yani agreement. That an adjective has to agree with the noun that it's describing. If it's singular, it has to be singular. If it's plural, it has to be plural. If it's feminine, it has to be feminine. If it's masculine, it has to be masculine. Okay, the asma ishara, hadha, is used for masculine singular, hadhihi, feminine singular, for things which are near, and likewise, dhalika and tilka, for things which are far. In the plural form, though, the asma ishara, in the plural form, for akil, for things which are near, we say, ha'ulai. And for things which are far, we say, ula'ika. For plural, words that are akil, rational, intelligent. But for irrational, non-intelligent, walaikum salam wa rahmatullah. When those nouns that come under the second category of ghayru akil, when they are in plurals, walaikum salam, then we're not going to use ha'ulai to refer to them. We're not going to use ula'ika. Rather, we're going to use the feminine singular. If it's near things, plural, غَيْرُ عَاقِلُ, we're going to say هَذِهِ. If they're far, we're going to say تِلْكَ. That's what these four charts show us. And for homework, inshallah, you should have read them and reviewed them. Okay, we just look at the last two charts. Chart number 3 and chart number 4. Chart number 3 deals with أسماء الإشارة للقريب. For غَيْرُ عَاقِلُ. أسماء الإشارة للقريب. The nouns that are used for pointing, demonstrative pronouns for things which are near. For غَيْرُ عَاقِلُ. So if, for example, we would say for things which are near. Masculine, singular. هَذَا بَيْتٌ. Feminine, singular. هَذِهِ سَيَّارَةٌ. Huh? That's in the singular, right? Islam. When we go to the plural though, the plural of bait is what? Buyut. Buyut. So if we have an ism ishara for things which are near for buyut, we would say feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi buyutun. Same thing for sayara, in the plural sayarat, we would say hadhihi sayaratun. Okay, we're using singular, feminine singular ism ishara, even though buyut and sayarat are plural words, but they are plural words for ghayru aqil. Okay, so we're using the ism ishara for the feminine singular. And same exact principle for things which are far. Asma al-ishara lil-ba'id. The demonstrative pronouns for things which are far, when you're pointing to something. Instead of something near, you say this. Something far, you say that. Okay, so if it was masculine, singular, something near, from ghayra aqil, we say, ذَلِكَ بَيْتٌ. ذَلِكَ بَيْتٌ. That is a house. If it is something feminine singular, you say tilka sayyaratun, sayyaratun, tilka sayyaratun. For that which is far, feminine singular, for something that is far. But when we go to the plural, whether it's masculine plural or feminine plural, for things that come under ghayru aqil, we're going to use feminine singular ism ishara. So we will say for buyut, if you're pointing to something, houses that are far, you say, tilka buyutun. Tilka buyutun. Those houses. Wa tilka sayyaratun. Those cars. But you're not going to say, for those, you're not going to say, ulaika. Okay? And for things near, you're not going to say, ha'ulai. Rather, you're going to use the feminine singular for things which are far, which is tilka. So that's what these charts deal with. That was part of your homework. Inshallah, hopefully you reviewed it. If you didn't review it, you must do it. You must do it. There's no escape from it. This is, again, as I said, a new concept. It's a little bit different than anything that we have seen in English language. And therefore, a person may take some time to get used to it. And for this reason, alhamdulillah, this is one of the reasons why the Shaykh, he has given a second lesson on this same matter. Continuation. Because it is a little bit difficult in the beginning to grasp. It's not that complex, but it's different. It's not something that your brain is used to computing. Okay, when you see something plural in Arabic, you think of plural. But now, when you see something plural in Arabic, you have to think, is it aqil or ghayra aqil? Then, if it's aqil, you go with it, normal. Like it's a plural, refer to it as plural. But if it's ghayra aqil, you have to say, oops, there's a rule here, special rule. Ghayra aqil, have to refer to it as feminine singular, even though it's masculine plural. Even though it's feminine plural, it's still got to be referred to as feminine singular. That goes for what's in this chart that we just looked at, ism ishara. And it goes for pronouns, the dhamair. And it goes for verbs. It goes for everything, whatever you are referring to it by. Whether it's a pronoun, ism ishara, or it's a not, or a sifa describing it, we're going to use feminine singular sifa. Feminine singular pronoun, feminine singular ism ishara, feminine singular verb form. Naam, bilal. That was the last page of lesson 16. I think it's page 95. The last page of the last lesson. 95? Yeah. 95. The last page. That was the end. After the last exercise that we did in class last week, there was a chart there that was just to try to bring to light how this rule works with Asma al-Ishara, the demonstrative pronouns. Okay, how does it work with them? But it's not only for demonstrative pronouns. It's for regular pronouns. It's for adjectives. It's for verb forms. Even the khabar, mubtada and khabar. Okay? That if it's غير عاقل, then we're going to use feminine singular form. طيب. Lesson 17, this is the English key for lesson 17. It's on page 48. طيب, inshallah, we're going to go through some of this lesson. And then we'll take a break to give you a chance to pray sunnah prayers. And after the salat, we'll come back. We're going to just go through the lesson a little bit, as much as of it as we can do before the salat. Okay, the key to lesson number 17. English key, the back of the book, page 48. Says, this is a continuation of lesson 16. It contains no new constructions. Nothing new. Note that the plural of himarun is humurun and also hamirun. The plural of himar is humurun and also second plural, hamirun. That's it. It gives you the instructions for the four exercises in this lesson, and then there's the vocabulary words. From the vocabulary words, we have mudiru al-sharika. Mudiru al-sharika. What is mudir? Director or principal or the one who's head of something, if it's a school or company or whatever. Mudir al-sharika means the director of the company. Yabaniyatun means Japanese. Al-sharikatu means a firm or a company. Rakhisun means something that is inexpensive or cheap. We'll say inexpensive. I like the word inexpensive better. Al-qamisu means a shirt. And the plural of shirt is qumsan. Qumsanun. Okay, these are the vocabulary words that they gave in this lesson. Now.
In my book, for the car, it has the fatha, the nun sakina on top of it. What is that about? I'm lost. It has two fathas on the top of it.
Top of sayyara? You said for car?
Never mind. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
Yeah. I got it.
You got it? Okay. As long as you got it, that's what's important. Taib, let's look at the lesson 17. Let's look at lesson 17. Yes?
You said Hamara and Hamirun. You could use either or.
Humurun, Humur, and Hamir. Both of them are plurals for Himar.
Right, so
both of them are used, yes. Okay. Yeah, Humur. It came, and also Hamir. Hamir came in the Quran, in Surah Al-Luqman.
Right.
Naam. And Humar is also proper Arabic plural for Himar. Tayyib, lesson 17, in the Arabic text of the book, page 96. Ad-Darsu al-Sabi'a Ashara. Ad-Darsu al-Sabi'a Ashara. 17th lesson. The dialogue for this lesson is relatively brief. There are 13 sentences. Okay, these 13 sentences are designed to make us focus on the rule of plural nouns for غير عاقل. Plural nouns for غير عاقل. What happens with plural nouns for غير عاقل? We refer to them by feminine singular words. Feminine singular words. Okay, when you read this lesson, that's what you should be paying attention to, as well as whatever other rules we had in the past. But especially this point. Sentence number one. أبواب المسجد مفتوحة. أبواب المسجد مفتوحة. يرحمك الله. طيب, what is the meaning of أبواب المسجد مفتوحة? What is the meaning? The doors, plural, of the masjid are open. Okay, أبواب المسجد, the doors of the masjid. What kind of construction is this? أبواب المسجد. Huh? Huh? لا. These two words together, they are a construction. They are construction of two words into a phrase. It's called the إضافة. Al-إضافة. Two words that came together, the مضاف and the مضاف إليه. Okay, this is an إضافة construction. Okay? The doors of the masjid. Whenever you see of, you know that's إضافة. Okay? The main thing about إضافة construction, the first part of the إضافة, the مضافن, never takes ألف لام or تنوين. The second part of the إضافة construction, مضافن إليه, must take ألف لام or تنوين, one of them. Has to take one of them. The second part of the إضافة construction is always مجرور with كسرة. أبواب المسجد. Okay? مفتوحة in this sentence is what? It, first of all, this is a جملة اسمية. It's not an adjective. This is a جملة اسمية. There's a مبتدأ and a خبر. Where's the مبتدأ? The مبتدأ is the subject of the sentence that you start with. أبواب. أبواب is the مبتدأ. المسجد is مضاف إليه. And مفتوحة is the خبر. It's not a not. That's the point I wanted to bring out. It's not a not. It's a خبر. And the difference between the not and the خبر is fine. Point of difference, but there's definitely a difference. Okay, so pay attention to this point. Now, abwab is aqil or ghayru aqil noun? Ghayru aqil, doors. It's not human, it's not angels, it's not shayateen. Doors is ghayru aqil. So it's a plural, masculine plural noun, but the khabar referring back to it is feminine singular. مفتوحةٌ. مفتوحةٌ. That's our rule. Sentence number two. لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة? لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة? هي لمدير الشركة. هي لمدير الشركة. Okay, what is the meaning of لمن هذه البيوت الجديدة? What is the meaning? Is it new house? Buyut is singular or plural?
Plural.
Plural. New houses. To whom belong these new houses? Who do these new houses belong to? Liman means to whom? Does it belong? Liman hadhihi al-buyutu al-jadidatu. Notice that al-buyut is a plural, masculine plural, right? Plural of bait. But it's akil or ghayru akil? Ghayru akil. Ghayru akil. Therefore, the ism ishara that's used with it, even though it's a masculine plural word, buyut, the ism ishara is what? Feminine singular, هذه. And al-jadida, is it the khabar or is it a not? A sifa? It's a not. It's a not. It's a sifa describing al-buyut. What kind of buyut? Al-jadida. New houses. That's a not. It's describing it. How do we know it's a not? Well, there are a number of ways. But the most important way we know that the not has to agree with the word that it describes, the man'ut, in four things. It has to agree with it in being masculine or feminine. Has to agree in being definite or indefinite. Has to agree with it in a case ending. Is it marfu'un or mansubun or majrurun? And it has to agree with it in number. Is it singular, dual, or plural? Mm-hmm. Naam.
Right. Going back to number one, that's why open. And when you said open, it's a not. You said it was a not.
No, I said it's not a not. I said it's the khabar. The mubtada is abwabun. What about the doors?
It's open.
They're open. That's a khabar. It's not describing. It's telling you something about it. If it's describing it, If it's describing it, listen. Pay attention here.
No.
Abwab is definite or indefinite? Be careful. Is abwab definite or indefinite? Abwabul masjidi. This question is not a trick, but it requires you to think. You have to know the rule. How do you know it's definite? How do you know abwab is definite though? It's close.
Because you said the mudaf.
Mudaf, mudaf ilay. The mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween. So how do we know the mudaf is definite?
Because you go to
the mudaf ilay. If the mudaf ilay is definite, it becomes definite automatically. If it's indefinite, it's indefinite automatically. This is from the rules of idafa that we had in lesson 4. Huh? We had in lesson 4. Tayyib? Okay, this is a review. This is a review. Abwabu al-Masjid. Abwab is definite. So if maftuhatun is a not, it has to be definite. Is maftuhatun definite?
No.
Maftuhatun, is it definite?
No.
Maftuhatun with tanween is definite?
No.
Maftuhatun is indefinite. It's indefinite. It's indefinite. That's why it has tanween. It's indefinite. Unless it's a proper noun. Proper nouns don't have to have alif lam. Name of a person like Muhammad, that's definite, noun. But other nouns, they have to have alif lam or tanween. If they have alif lam, they're definite. If they have tanween, they're indefinite. So maftuhatun is indefinite. How can it be a not describing abwab, which is definite? That's not in the agreement with not and man'ut. I just got finished saying, has to agree on four things. Definite or indefinite, they have to agree. Singular, dual or plural, has to agree in number, has to agree in gender, is it masculine or feminine? Has to agree in case ending, is it marfu'un with dhamma, or mansubun with fatha, or majrurun with kasra? These are rules that we must pay attention to them whenever we're reading so that we don't forget these rules. Okay, let's try to go on quickly. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتَ الْجَدِيدَةِ To whom belong these new houses? Okay, al-jadida is a not describing al-buyut. Look, it agrees with it. It's definite, like al-buyut. It's marfu'un with dhamma, like al-buyut. It's singular, or it's not, I'm saying not in number, no. Rather, in number, al-buyut is plural, but it's ghayru aqil. And this is where our rule in this lesson comes in. The not should also agree with it, but not if it's ghayru aqil. It doesn't agree with it in number. If it's ghayru aqil, it has to be feminine singular. Not. Here, لِمُدِيرِ الشَّرِكَةِ. Here is a pronoun referring back to what? لِمَنْ هَذَا بُيُوت الْجَدِيدَ. To whom belong these new houses? They belong to the مُدِيرِ of the sharika. They belong to the مُدِيرِ of the sharika. Did we say whom? Did we use a pronoun that's plural? No. We use a pronoun that's feminine singular because al-buyut is a masculine plural but it's غَيْرُ عَاقِلُ. So we say here. Okay, sentence number 3. An-nujumu jamilatun. An-nujumu jamilatun. What does it mean? An-nujumu jamilatun. Huh? The stars are beautiful. Type an-nujum. Is it masculine or feminine? Masculine. Najmun. An-najmu is masculine. Okay? But it's a masculine plural. And the word that we are getting information in the khabar of this sentence is feminine singular. Why is it feminine singular? Because an-nujum, wa alaykum salam, an-nujum is a masculine plural word that comes under the category of ghayru aqil. So again, the mubtada an-nujum, it is masculine plural. But the khabar is feminine singular. Why? Because the mubtada is غير عاقل. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Okay, number 4. هذه الدروس سهلة. هذه الدروس سهلة. What does it mean? These lessons are easy. Very easy, right? Yes, they are easy. هذه الدروس سهلة. Okay, الدروس is masculine or feminine? درس. مذكر, it's masculine. Is it aqil or غير aqil? غير aqil. So even though it's plural, we're going to refer to it by feminine singular words. So the ism ishara is feminine singular, هذه. And the khabar is feminine singular, sahalatun. Okay? Sentence number 5. في الهند لغات كثيرة. في الهند لغات كثيرة. Lugat, does anybody know, is it masculine or feminine? The singular of it is what? Logatun with Termabuta? Logatun. The singular of it is Logatun. It's feminine. Logatun is feminine. But here we have a feminine plural. Is it Akil or Ghayr Akil? Ghayr Akil. Language is Ghayr Akil. It's not a human being. It's not an angel or a jinn. It's Ghayr Akil. Okay, so what's the meaning of fil Hindi? Lugatun kathiratun. In India, there are many languages. So lugatun is feminine, plural, but it's ghayru aql. So the word that is going back to it is kathiratun is what? Feminine, singular. This feminine singular word kathiratun is a not describing lugat. Lugatun kathiratun fil Hindi. Lugatun kathiratun fil Hindi. By the way, just for the record, lugatun is the mubtada. And kathiratun is a not describing it. And fil Hindi is the khabar muakhar. It's the khabar, muqaddam. It's the khabar, but it's coming before its place. And lugat is the mubtada, but it's muakhar. It's delayed from its place. Because normally the mubtada should come first. But in this case, because it's not definite, then it's delayed. And because the khabar is a shibah jumla. And this is something that we'll talk about in detail later. Number six, sentence number six. Ain al kitabu al jadidatu? The answer, hiya fil maktabati. Aina al, al kutubu al jadidatu. Ain al kutubu al jadidatu? What is the meaning? Where are the new books? Hiya fil maktabati. What is the meaning? They are in the library. Al kutub is the plural for kitab, which is masculine. So it's a masculine plural. Is it akil or ghayr akil? Ghayr akil. So therefore the not that's describing it is feminine singular al-jadidatu. And the pronoun that's referring back to it, hiya, is feminine singular. Number seven. Tilka as-sururu maksuratun. What is the meaning? Tilka as-sururu maksuratun. Those beds are broken. Surur, what is the singular of surur? Sarir. Sarir. It's masculine or feminine? Masculine. Sarir is masculine. No taramabuta. Okay? Tilka as-surur. We might think it's feminine because tilka, right? But tilka is feminine singular because what surur is? Ghayru akil. Ghayru akil plural, we use feminine singular, ism ishara. And the khabar of the sentence, maksuratun, is also feminine singular. Because it's a khabar referring to something that is a ghayru akil plural. Okay, number eight. As-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. As-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. What is the meaning? The watch is in Japan?
No.
The Japanese watch, as-sa'a al-yabaniya. That's a not. Al-yabaniya is a not describing a sa'a. As-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. The Japanese watch is? Huh? Naam. Thank you. You came late, Abdul Haq. Inexpensive. We would like to exchange the word cheap for inexpensive. Thank you. طيب الساعة اليابانية رخيصة. Okay, the watch is feminine singular and رخيصة is feminine singular. There's nothing unusual here. This is the normal rule. Number nine. هذه حمر or الحمير. هذه الحمر الحمير للفلاح. What is the meaning? These donkeys belong to the farmer. الفلاح. They belong to the farmer. Al-humur is the plural of what? Himar. Is it masculine or feminine? Masculine. So why are we using hadhi? Because it's a masculine plural from the type of what? Ghayru akil. So that's why we're saying hadhi al-humuru or al-hamiru lil-falahi. Number 10. Aina kutubukunna ya akhawatu. هي في الفصل أين كتبكن يا أخواتي. What is the meaning? Where are your books? Feminine plural. Where are your books? Oh, sisters. Tayyib. Here, fil fasli. What is the meaning? They are in the classroom. He is referring back to what? The books, kutub, which is a masculine plural under the title of غير عاقل. Number 11. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. هذه كتبي وتلك كتب أختي. What is the meaning? These are my books and those are the books of my sister. مضاف مضاف إليه. كتب أختي. طيب. هذه كتبي. كتب is plural, masculine plural, but it's غير عاقل, so we use هذه. And again, كتب came again, and we use تلك to show the اسم إشارة for قريب, and the اسم إشارة for بعيد, for near and far. Number 12. هذه مكاتب الطلاب. هذه مكاتب الطلاب. What is the meaning? هذه مكاتب الطلاب. These are the desk of the students. Okay? هذه is the مبتدأ and the خبر is what? هذه is the مبتدأ and the خبر is what? مكاتب and الطلاب is what? مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه. مضاف إليه. Whenever you see two words connected together in this type of format, the first one does not have alif lam or tanween, then you know that, especially if the second one has kasra, it's majroor, you know that this is mudawf ilayh. هذه مكاتب الطلاب. These are the desk of the students. مكاتب is masculine or feminine? What's the singular of مكاتب? مكتب. Is it masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
But it's because it comes under غير عاقل plural, we're using feminine singular اسم إشارة. هذه. Last sentence. في هذا الشارع فنادق كثيرة. What is the meaning? في هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. كبيرة. What is the meaning?
In this corporation.
Not شركة. This is شارع. What is the meaning of it?
Street.
Street. في هذا الشارع. In this street, there are what? فنادق كبيرة. نعم. I'm also thinking about كثيرة, but it's كبيرة. نعم. They are big hotels. Okay? So, what do we have here? فنادق is the plural of what? فندق. فندق is masculine or feminine? Masculine. But it's a masculine plural that comes under the title of what? غير عاقل. Therefore, the not that's describing it is feminine. Singular. I have one last question about this sentence. Or two questions. في هذه الشارع. Why is الشارع? Why am I making it مجرور with كسرة? في. What about في? And شارع is what? مجرور? Is it مجرور? That's the answer? What? بدل بدل في is اسم is حرف جار and هذا the في is coming before هذا and هذا is في محل جر it's in the place where it should be مجرور and الشارع is بدل for هذا and because it's بدل also has to be in the position of being مجرور في هذا الشارع فنادق كثيرة. Why is it فنادق كبيرة? كبيرة has تنوين. فنادق does not have تنوين. And we said that كبيرة is a not for فنادق. Why doesn't فنادق have تنوين like the not that's describing it? Why doesn't it have تنوين? Maybe it's a mistake in the book?
No.
Could be there are mistakes in the book. It's what?
It's not a
definite, but it's not definite. It's indefinite. The not that's describing is indefinite. Yeah, he has it, but he can't think of the word. You trying to say it? Nobody can help him.
Yes,
ممنوع من الصرف. Why is it mamnu' min al-sarf?
وزن
نعم مفاعل فنادق مفاعل على وزن مفاعل ممنوع من الصرف. This وزن is ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, we could stop here inshallah. So we have enough time to pray some sunnah prayers, and inshallah after the salat we will do some of the exercises بإذن الله تعالى after the salat.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد.
Before the salat we just completed the dialogue for lesson number 17, and we'd like to try to do some of the exercises, as many as possible, بإذن الله تعالى. So, as I said, the time is short, and we started late today because we couldn't get in. So let's try to utilize this time as best as we can before the time is finished. Again, the exercises primarily are focusing on the concept of plural nouns which come under the category of غير عاقل, يعني those plural nouns which represent things which are غير عاقل, irrational or non-intelligent. And what we mean by that, we mean animals or inanimate things or concepts. As far as humans, angels, jinn, shayateen, they come under the first category of rational, intelligent, aqil. Okay, everything related to that is normal. Both of them, in the singular form of nouns, they are the same, there's no difference. But when we come to plurals, we have to know, is it aqil, rational, intelligent, or ghayru aqil, irrational, non-intelligent. We have to know that. If it's irrational, non-intelligent, ghayru aqil, we have to remember that plurals, whether they are masculine or feminine, plurals for غَيْرُ عَاقِل, we refer to them in every manner, whether we're using a pronoun, a regular pronoun, a demonstrative pronoun, whether we're using وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ, adjectives, خَبَر, verbs, everything that we refer to, this verse refers back to irrational or غَيْرُ عَاقِل, plurals, we're going to use feminine singular, okay? So this is what you have to have in your head as we go through this through these exercises. Okay, there's only a few exercises and they're relatively brief, but you have to focus if you want to get the benefit of it, okay? Okay, so we're on page 97, Tamarin. Exercise number one, Tamarin al-awwal, ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Ajib, answer the following questions. Al-as'ila al-atiyah. Al-as'ila, what is the meaning of al-as'ila? Al-as'ila. Questions. What is the singular of as'ila? Su'al. Su'al. Okay, answer the following questions. Number one. Answer the following questions. Number one. Aina al-kutub al-jadida? Aina al-kutub al-jadida? Anybody? Just give me an answer. Make up an answer. Huh? Here fil maktabati. Here fil maktabati. Ayn al kutub al jadida. Note that al jadida is a not describing kutub because it's a masculine plural for ghayr aqil. Then we use feminine singular adjective that is al-jadida, and also the pronoun that refers back to it is hiya, feminine singular, hiya fil maktabati. Tayyib, liman hadhihi al-buyut al-kabira? Liman hadhihi al-buyut al-kabira? Naam, actually in the text it said hadhihi al-buyut al-jadida, but anyway it doesn't matter. So liman hadhihi al-buyut al-kabira or al-jadida? Now, مدير الشركة هي لي. They belong to. هي لي مديري الشركة. طيب. Number three. أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. أبواب السيارة مفتوحة يعني مفتوحة Anybody want to give us the answer? Naam, Hanif.
La. Here, Makta, Makat, Dakati.
What is the word?
Here.
Yeah. Mughlaqa? Mughlaqa, maybe you mean. طيب أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. What does it mean? What does it mean? Are the car doors or the doors of the car open? He said لا هي مغلقة. They are closed. Okay, number four. أين أقلام المدرس؟ أين أقلام المدرس؟ And notice that أبواب السيارة in the previous sentence is مضافٌ مضافٌ إليه. And likewise here, أقلام المدرس is مضافٌ مضافٌ إليه. أين أقلام المدرس؟ First of all, what does it mean? أين أقلام المدرس؟ Where are the teacher's pens or the pens of the teacher? أين أقلام المدرس؟ Somebody give me an answer. نعم نجم الدين. هي على المكتب هناك. هي يعني feminine singular pronoun referring to أقلام, which is a plural, masculine plural from غير عاقل. هي على المكتب هناك. طيب number five. أين الكلاب؟ وعليكم السلام. أين الكلاب؟ أين الكلاب؟ What did you write? Ya akhi. Now, what do you have?
Hiya
fi shari'i. Al-shari'i. Hiya fi shari'i. Hiya is feminine singular pronoun referring back to what? Al-kilab. Al-kilab. It's plural, masculine plural, but it's what? Ghayru aqil. Ghayru aqil. So we're saying hiya. Number six. Sitta. أين الحمير؟ أين الحمير؟ أين الحمير؟ الحمير is singular or plural؟ Huh? Plural. Okay, if it's plural, what's the singular of حمير؟ حمار. حمار is the singular. حمير or حمر is the plural. حمير or حمر is the plural. طيب أين الحمير؟ Where are the donkeys؟ نعم هي هي feminine singular هي not هي للفلاح. نعم they belong to the farmer but where are they though؟ في الشاري. Could be in the شاري. I hope not though. In Egypt. نعم they could be in the street. Huh؟ هي أمام بيت الفلاح. نعم in front of the house of the farmer. طيب لا بس. Number seven. سبعة. أين كتبك يا مريم؟ أين كتبك يا مريم؟ What does it mean? Huh? Books. Books. كتب. Where are your books, O Maryam? Where are your books? Give me an answer. Here?
في الشارع.
نعم. Yeah, she's her books are in the street. نعم. That means she doesn't want to go to school. She threw her books in the street. Give me another answer. Here?
Carrier book.
Huh?
Carrier. Is a carrier book? They are near.
قريب. Here? قريبة. قريبةٌ has to be feminine singular, right? قريبةٌ قريبةٌ because غير عاقل. What else? Somebody had a different answer. Huh? Here في الفصل. Here في الفصل. They are in the classroom. Here? Naam, you have another one? Here على السرير. على السرير. في الحقيبة. Naam. في الحقيبة. In the book bag. طيب, number 8. ثمانية. أين دفاتر الطلاب؟ أين دفاتر الطلاب؟ What does it mean? Where are the students' notebooks? Where are the notebooks of the students? Where are the notebooks of the students? نعم, an answer. Here في البيت. نعم, where else can they be? Here عند المدير. They must be in trouble. نعم, what else? Here? في المسجد?
No, we got to be feminine.
Could be. Here, في المسجد. Yeah, they could be in the masjid. No. Okay. That's possible. Here, في المسجد. Here, in the المدرسي. Here, no.
We're using here
because
it's غير عاقل.
We're using here because it's غير عاقل. And pronouns that refer to plurals, which are غير عاقل, we have to use feminine singular pronouns. Okay? So really, we're seeing the pronoun here in this particular exercise. The feminine singular pronoun referring to things which are plurals of غير عاقل. طيب تسعة, number 9. أين فنادق, أين الفنادق الصغيرة؟ أين الفنادق الصغيرة؟ What does it mean? Where are the small hotels? نعم. Answer. هي خلف. خلف المستشفى. هي خلف المستشفى. نعم. What does مستشفى mean? Hospital. المستشفى. Hospital. نعم. Where else can they be? The small hotels, huh? Here.
في المدينة النبوية.
No small hotels in Medina anymore. That's maybe 25 years ago now, and not today. They're all big hotels now. Yeah, here في القرية, maybe. In the small city or village. Now.
Here في Yabana,
Nato,
Japan.
Oh, في اليابان. Here في اليابان. Yaban in Japan. Now. I don't know if they have small hotels in Japan. I've never been there. طيب عشرة, number 10. لمن هذه الأقلام الجديدة؟ لمن هذه الأقلام الجديدة؟ What does it mean? Huh? What kind of pens? New pens. To whom does these new pens belong to? Who do these new pens belong to? What's the answer? Be careful. Here? No, we don't want to say هذه الأقلام. We want to use a pronoun. Feminine singular pronoun. Here? لبن المديري. They belong to? The son of the مدير. You have a different answer? No. Here? للطلاب. نعم. طيب التمرين الثاني, second exercise. حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. حول, that means change or transform, المبتدأ, the subject of the sentence, the first word of the sentence, change it in each of the following sentences إلى جمع. What is جمع? To plural. Change the mubtada to plural. Mithal. Here's the example. Al-babu, that's the mubtada. Maftuhun, that's the khabar. So if you change the mubtada, you also have to change the khabar, right? So pay attention. You have to change the khabar also. Al-babu, maftuhun. You change al-bab to plural. Al-abwabu, maftuhatun. Why it became feminine singular? غير عقل plural. غير عقل plural. Okay, number one. I'll give you the singular, you change it to the plural for me. Give me the plural. هذا قلم جديد. هذا قلم جديد. What does it mean?
This
is a new pen. Not this pen is new. It's different. This pen is new. It will be هذا القلم. This pen. جديد. But this is هذا
قَلَمٌ جَدِيدٌ. This is a new pen. Maybe ultimately the meaning may be the same, but there's different ways of expressing things that are the same, right? And this is one way of expressing it. هَذَا قَلَمٌ جَدِيدٌ. This is a new pen. That's a not describing قَلَم. جَدِيد, right? Okay, give me the plural. هذه أقلام جدد. جدد is a plural word. Do we use a plural for غير عاقل plurals? جديدة. نعم. جديدة. So it should be what? هذا قلم جديد. هذه أقلام جديدة. Feminine, singular. Number two. النجم جميل. النجم جميل. What does it mean? The star is beautiful. Okay, change it to plural. Who wants it? طيب نجمدين. النجوم جميلة. Feminine singular. النجوم جميلة. طيب number three. ذلك كتاب قديم. What does it mean? ذلك كتاب قديم. That book? That is a book. What kind of book? That is an old book. That is an old book. ذلك كتاب قديم. ذلك كتاب قديم. Okay, make it plural. You want to do it? You have it?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Who has it? Naam, Abdurrahman.
Tilka kutub.
Naam. Tilka kutubun. Qadimatun. Tilka kutubun qadimatun. Tilka, feminine singular. Qadimatun, feminine singular. For kutub, which is غير عاقل plural. Type number four. ذلك البيت جميل. ذلك البيت جميل. This, ذلك is this or what?
That.
That is a beautiful house? Is that what it means? ذلك البيت. Does it mean that is? That house is beautiful. That is a beautiful house would be how? That is a beautiful house. How would you say it? ذلك بيت جميل. But ذلك البيت means that house is beautiful. That is a beautiful house is a different sentence. Okay, this is the point that I was trying to express earlier. Pay attention to the difference between a sentence that begins with an ism ishara. Followed by a noun, alif lam. That's always bedel. Anytime you have an ism ishara, hadihi, hadha, thalika, tilka, ulaika, haulai, any ism ishara, followed by a noun with alif lam, that's bedel. That's different. It's a different sentence altogether. Okay, if you say hadha baytun, that is a house. Hadha al baytu, this house. That's different. Hadha baytun. This is a house. هذا البيت, this house. Okay? The difference is, if you say هذا بيت, that's a sentence. مبتدا خبر. This is a house. But if you say this house, that's not a sentence. This house, that's a مبتدا and a بدل. Where's the خبر? There's no خبر. There's a difference between saying, this is a house. That's a whole sentence. This house, what about it? It's not a sentence. Okay, so you have to make a difference between these two expressions. Whenever you have ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam, that's bedel. That's not a mubtada and khabar. That's just a mubtada and a bedel. Now you still need a khabar. Okay, so please try to pay attention to this. We had this lesson in lesson 7, long time ago. Okay? Taib. Number five. Oh, did we do the plural of it? We didn't do the plural of number four.
ذلك البيت جميل. That house is beautiful. What's the plural? تلك البيوت. تلك البيوت جميلة. Feminine singular. جميلة. جيد. جيد. Now number five. هذا الدرس سهل. هذا الدرس. This is a better. هذا الدرس سهل. What does it mean? This lesson is easy. What's the plural? هذه الدروس سهلة. هذه الدروس. These lessons are سهلة. Okay, let's go back a little bit. The same sentence. I want to look at it one more time with you. Be careful. Pay attention. هذا الدرس سهل. This lesson is easy. How you say this is an easy lesson? This is an easy lesson. Are you saying it with alif lam or with tanween? With tanween. Hadha darsun. Sahlun. Okay. Sahlun. Hadha darsun. This is a lesson. And then you have a naat describing it. Sahlun. Hadha darsun sahlun. This is an easy lesson. This lesson is easy. هذا الدرس سهل. Okay, this is something that we have to get in our heads. Yeah. Okay, it's not that difficult, but you just got to pay attention to it. You got to pay attention. Whenever you see ism ishara, that's the sign to catch it. You see ism ishara, هذا, هذه, ذلك, تلك, plurals, أولئك, هؤلاء. If you see ism ishara, followed by noun with alif lam, automatically you know that's a bedel. That's not a mubtada and a khabar. That's just a mubtada with its bedel. That's all. Now you need a khabar. Naam.
Is it permissible to say that you, that's when you talk about the definite indefinite? When you say, like how you said, al-darsu, that's definite. The lesson.
Yeah.
But if you use nun sakina.
Yeah, then it's indefinite.
Then becomes it's okay to say that?
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, it's definitely, if a noun has alif lam, it's definite. That's for sure. Right. Now. But what we want to pay attention to here is not so much that it's definite. We want to pay attention that it's bedel. Because this is what makes the difference in the meaning and in the usage, how it's used in a sentence. Is it a mubtada and a khabar? Or is it a khabar and a not describing it? That's two different things. Okay? So when you give the i'rab of the sentence, you have to know, is this the khabar? Or is this a not describing a man'ut? There's two different things. In one case, it's a khabar. In other cases, are not describing the khabar. Walaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, that's from the past. Number five, number six. Thalika al-jabalu. Thalika al-jabalu ba'idun. Thalika al-jabalu ba'idun. What does it mean? That mountain is far. Okay, the plural. Tilka. What's the plural of Jabal? Jibal. Tilka al-jibalu ba'idatun. Ba'idatun, feminine singular. Tilka is feminine singular. Al-jibalu ba'idatun, feminine singular. Next page. Page 98. Sentence number 7. Hada المكتب مكسور. هذا المكتب مكسور. You have a question? Okay. All right. No problem. هذا المكتب مكسور. What is the meaning?
This desk is broken.
Okay. Give me the plural. هذه. What's the plural of مكتب? مكاتب. طيب هذه المكاتب مكتب. The plural is مكاتب. مكسورة وترمبوتة feminine singular. هذه المكاتب مكسورة feminine singular. Number 8. هذا مسجد. No ألف لام here. هذا مسجد جميل. This is not a bedel. What does it mean? This masjid. Does it mean this masjid? Look, look. Huh? What did you say? This is a beautiful masjid. Hadha is the mubtada. Masjid is the khabar. That's the sentence. This is a masjid. Now you want to describe the masjid. What kind of masjid? A beautiful masjid. That's a not. That's a not. This is a beautiful masjid. If you wanted to say this masjid is beautiful, you would say هذا المسجد هذا المسجد جميل. Okay, what's the plural of هذا مسجد جميل? The plural. هذه huh? مساجد. نعم. هذه مساجد جميلة. نعم. These are beautiful masjids. Number 9. هذه ساعة رخيصة. This is not a bedel. This is a نعت and منعوت. هذه ساعة رخيصة. What does it mean? رخيصة. رخيصة means inexpensive. طيب, what's the meaning of the sentence? No, no, we get rid of the word cheap. We don't allow that word in this class. When the class is over, you can use it, but not in the class. هذه ساعة رخيصة. This is an inexpensive watch. Inexpensive watch. Okay, what's the plural? هذه ساعة رخيصة. رخيصة. Feminine singular. طيب, number 10. عشرة. تلك الطائرة. ألف لام. تلك الطائرة كبيرة. What does it mean? تلك الطائرة كبيرة. What's a طائرة? A طائر is a bird. طائرة is what? An airport, close. They at the airport, yes. An airplane. تلك الطائرة. What is the meaning of this sentence? تلك الطائرة. This or that? That plane is big. طيب, what's the plural of it? What's the plural? تلك الطائرات. تلك الطائرات كبيرة. Feminine singular. كبيرة. Number 11. هذا طالب جديد. هذا طالب جديد. What is the meaning? This student? No tall. No tall in there. This student is new. This is a new student. This is a mubtada and khabar. This is a student. What kind of student? Jadidun. This is a new student. Okay, what's the plural? Is it hadihi for tulab? Haulai. Tulab is akil or ghair akil? Akil, akil. We're not using feminine singular here. This is akil. This is akil. Naam, it was a trick. You're right. It wasn't from me. It's from the book, though. هذا طالب جديد. Okay, what's the plural? هؤلاء طلاب جديد. Feminine singular? جديد is feminine singular. جدد. جدد. طلاب جدد. This is عاقل. عاقل. No feminine singular stuff here. This is plurals. هؤلاء is the plural for هذا. هؤلاء is the plural for هذا or هذه. The اسم إشارة for قريب. Whether masculine or feminine. It's the plural for masculine and feminine. هؤلاء طلاب جدد. طلاب جدد. أولاد؟
No.
طلاب. طلاب. هؤلاء طلاب جدد. Okay, number 12. ذلك الرجل. Huh, you have a question? هؤلاء means these. That's the اسم إشارة فنية. These. أولئك means those. Number 12. ذلك الرجل. الرجل. That's definite. ذلك الرجل. عالم كبير. What does it mean? That man is a big, big what? A big عالم. What's عالم?
Scholar.
That man is a big scholar. طيب, what's the plural? أولئك. الرجال. ها؟ علماء. علماء. كبار. علماء is the plural of عالم. كبار is the plural of كبير. رجال is the plural of رجل. أولئك is the plural of ذلك. ذلك الرجل. أولئك الرجال. أولئك is the plural for ذلك, for things far. Things far. For masculine or feminine. ذلك and تلك, the plural of both of them is أولئك. الرجال. علماء. كبار. Okay, number 13, the last one. هذا النهر كبير. هذا النهر كبير. What does it mean? Again? This is a big? This river. Is big. This river, it's Bedel. This river, هذا النهر. This river is كبير. What's the plural? We have to use the اسم إشارة. هؤلاء is نهر عاقل or غير عاقل? غير عاقل. You have to use feminine singular. اسم إشارة, not a pronoun. اسم إشارة. هذه. هذه. What's the plural of نهر? Huh? أنهار. أنهار. طيب, هذه الأنهار كبيرة. كبيرة. Okay, okay, one more exercise. We have a few minutes remaining. Exercise number 3. Tamreen al-thalith. Third exercise. Da'a means put. Fil amakini. In the places. Al-khaliyati. Empty. The empty places. Yani the blank spaces. Fi ma. In what? Yali. Follows. Put in the empty spaces or the blank spaces that follows what? Akhbaran munasibatan. Yani akhbar is the plural of khabar. We have a mubtada, we want to put a khabar in there. A khabar. That is what? Munasiba. Appropriate. Suitable. Okay? So you have the mubtada. Now we want you to put into it, in the blank space, a khabar. Okay? The first one, al-baytu. Give me a khabar for it. Al-baytu. Jadidun. Jadidun. Number 2, an-nujumu. Okay, one at a time. You give me one. Somebody else give me. I heard three different answers, but one at a time.
Ba'idun.
Ba'idun. Look at the word here. And nujum. Nujum is akil or ghayr akil? Ghayr akil. So it has to be feminine singular. And nujumu what? Ba'idatun. Ba'idatun. Okay, you have a different answer? Huh? Kathiratun. النجوم كثيرة. You have another one? النجوم كبيرة. كبيرة. نعم. النجوم جميلة. And so on. Okay, number 3. الباب. الباب. Again? مَفْتُوحٌ مَفْتُوحٌ الْبَابُ مَفْتُوحٌ The door is open. Number four, الْقَلَمُ ha? مَكْسُورٌ الْقَلَمُ مَكْسُورٌ The pen is broken. Number five, الْبُيُوتُ جَدِيدَةٌ Somebody have a different answer? كَبِيرَةٌ And so on. The houses are whatever, new, big. Number six, Al-Abwabu. Again? How do you say this word? Open, the doors are open. Huh? Maftuhatun. مفتوحةٌ The doors are open. طيب number seven. السيارات سريعةٌ Feminine singular. سريعةٌ The cars are fast. Number eight. المنديلُ وسخٌ The handkerchief is dirty. Or it could be clean. What did we say? نظيفٌ نعم صغيرٌ صغار is plural this is not a plural here number nine الفنادقُ صغيرةٌ or كبيرةٌ or جديدةٌ رخيصةٌ whatever all kind of words الفنادق the hotels number ten الطلاب جديدٌ that's a plural جددٌ الطلاب جددٌ or الطلاب what else مجتهدون الطلاب مجتهدون الطلاب مسلمون كسلان is singular what's the plural كسالة طيب number 11 القمصان what is قمصان what does it mean قمصان shirts what's the singular of قمصان قميص okay القمصان what about them رخيص رخيصة feminine singular غير عاقل رخيصة لطيف أو نظيف نظيفةٌ نظيفةٌ وسخةٌ وسخةٌ Okay, this is the last exercise and we're going to stop here and we still have 3 minutes remaining, mashallah. exercise number four تمرين الرابع هات جمع الكلمات الآتية give the plural of the following words Okay, everybody close your books This is an oral exercise, not a reading. Plurals. Babun. Abwabun. Baytun. Buyutun. Najmun. Nujumun. Qalamun. Aqlamun. Himarun. Humurun. Or? Hamirun. Sarirun. Surur. سرورٌ نهرٌ أنهارٌ سيارةٌ سياراتٌ كلبٌ with calf كلابٌ طائرةٌ طائراتٌ it's a sound feminine plural طائرات just put ألف and open تاء درس دروس بحر بحار كتاب كتب قميص ها قمصان دراجات حقل حقل. What does حقل mean? حقل نا عقل حقل والحاء قاف لام حقل حق على وزن فعول حقول. No, حق حق. This is حقل. حق is حقوق. حقل حقول. حقل means the field. The field. The farmer's field. جبل. جبال. And that's the end of the lesson. Your homework is to write out the exercises that we did in class today. And to preview the next lesson, number 18. That is, read the key, the English key, in the back of the book for lesson number 18. And read the dialogue for lesson number 18. And start doing the first few exercises for lesson 18. And lesson 18 is dealing with a new subject. It's one of the last three major subjects that we're going to deal with in this book. We have left duals, numbers from 1 to 10, and mamnu min as-sarf. And we are finished. And we are finished. Please, don't get lazy now. This is not the time to get lazy. Let's finish the race at a good pace. Huh? Yalla, bismillah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now we got this far. It's not the time to drop out now. Now it's time to step it up. Get your second win and let's reach the end.